ake sifunde i-text lethu.
Let us read now our text.
Kus Johane, ngoka Johane, isahluko sangamashumi amabili. Kusukela verse 19.
John 20 from verse 19.
Nizongxolela ngokufunda amavesi amaningi. Kodwa ngizothi nqampu nqampu nje. Ngithatha ama point nje amathathu noma amane.
You'll excuse me if I read a longish text, but I'm only going to highlight three or four points of them. Starting in verse
19. Imnyango ivaliwe lapho abafundi bekhona ngokwesaba abajuda. UJesu wafika wema phakathi kwabo wathi kubona ukuthula makube kinina.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you."
Eseshilo lokho wabakhombisa izandla nohlangothi lwakhe base bethokoza bafundi beyibona inkosi.
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
Wathi kubo ukuthula makube kinina njengokuba ubaba engithume mina. Nami ngiyanithuma nina.
Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you."
Kwathi kuba asho njalo, wabaphephetha wathi kubo, "Yamukelani umoya ongcwele."
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Enibathethelela izono zabo, bathethelelwe. Nenibabamba ngazo babanjiwe.
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
Kepha uThomasi omunye kwabayishumi nambili othiwa uDidimu wayengekho kubo mhla efika uJesu.
Now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin or Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came.
Ngakho-ke abanye abafundi bathi kuye, "Siyibonile inkosi." Kepha wathi kubo, "Uma ngingabone ezandleni zayo inxeba lezipikili, ngifake umunwe wami enxebeni lezipikili, ngifaka isandla sami ohlangothini lwayo, angisoze ngakholwa."
So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe."
Emva kwezinsuku ezishiyagalombili, abafundi bakhe babesendlini futhi uThomas enabo. UJesu wafika iminyango ivaliwe wema phakathi kwabo wathi ukuthula makube kinina.
8 days later his disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
Why say to Thomas, "Zisa lapha umunwe wakho, ubone izandla zami, zisa la isandla sakho, usifaka ohlangothini lwami, Ungabi ngongakholwayo kodwa okholwayo.
Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
UThomas waphendula wathi kuye, Nkosi yami, Nkulunkulu wami.
Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God.
UJesu wathi kuye, ngokuba ungibonile, ukholiwe na. Babusisiwe abakholwa bengabonanga.
Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
Izibonakaliso ezinye eziningi uJesu wazenza phambi kwabafundi bakhe ezingalotshiwe kule ncwadi.
Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book.
Kodwa lezi zilotshiwe ukuba nikholwe ukuthi uJesu unguKristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu, nokuba nikholwe nibe nokuphila egameni lakhe.
But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Ake sigcine khona lapho.
We'll read thus far.
Le ndima imumethe okuningi futhi ayizekeki yonke.
This text contains so much and we can never finish them all.
Indaba eyisimanga.
All the points. This is a marvelous matter.
Kodwa ngizothinta amapoint nje elinye ngapha nangapha ngapha.
I'm just going to mention a point here and there, just shortly. The disciples were in the room at night, locked. They had locked it. And suddenly, they got this fright, for Jesus was suddenly among them, saying to them, peace be with you. Jesus needs He needs no key to enter a room. Even if there isn't a door, he can just walk through the wall. Saying, peace be with you. For they had no peace. They were afraid of people. You've heard His Majesty saying, unashamedly, that Jesus is his Lord before the whole world. For Jesus said, he who is ashamed of me, of him will I be ashamed before the Father and the holy angels.
Eseshilo lokho kuthula akubekinina.
Now having said this, peace be with you.
Wabakhombisa izandla.
He showed them his hands.
Nohlangothi lwakhe.
And his side.
Base bethokoza.
They were
abafundi beyibona inkosi.
So happy to see the Lord.
Ngikhumbula ijaji laseJalmani.
I remember
elihlaniphile eliphakeme.
A judge, a very clever and a judge in Germany who had a very important position.
Wathi uma indaba yokufa nokuvuka kukaJesu kungahlolisiswe khona emabhokisini eyinkantolo. Noma liphi ijaji lizokusho ukuthi uvukile ngoba ubufakazi babafundi nobufakazi babantu kukhanya pha. Akungabazeki ukuthi uJesu uvukile.
He said that if all the evidence and the witnesses had to be taken in today's court, there would be no doubt that indeed Jesus has risen.
Ibeke ngokusobala wena musha wena omdala wena othandizwe othandizono kufanele ukuthi ulahlwe esihogweni.
If you refuse to believe after all the evidence has been laid out before you and you hear the truth of his resurrection, no wonder that your condemnation in hell will be the greater. Secondly,
kwathi ukuba asho njalo wabaphephetha wathi kubo yamkelani umoya ongcwele.
When he had said this, he breathed upon them saying, receive the Holy Spirit.
Kumkhumbuza u-Adam eyibumba phansi emhlabathini. UNkulunkulu waphefumulela kuye umoya wokuphila. Yancibilika inhlabathi. Lancibilika ibumba. Waba inyama, waba umuntu ophilayo.
It reminds me of when Adam was just clay and then God breathed into this dead form and the clay disappeared and he became a human being, a living human being.
Waphefumulela phezu kwabo wathi mukelani umoya ongcwele. Akukafiki usuku lwePentecostal njalo belu. Luseza kodwa usebanika umoya wakho kuba lokho azokhuluma bakuzwe bakuzwisise.
Now Jesus breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit before even Pentecost had come. But they needed the Holy Spirit to understand what he was going to share with them. He said, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. But if you withhold the forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
One
minister actually said, this word is a problem to him, and he wishes it wouldn't be there, for who can forgive sins but God himself?
Now
that's a dangerous statement, for the Lord said that if one removes anything from this book or adds to it, so too your name will be removed from his book of life.
Makondana nokuthethelelwa kwezono kuMatthew 18. UJesu wayekhuluma uma umuntu enze iphutha noma ona akayiswe phambi kwebandla bese isetshenzwa indaba yakhe. Aqhubeka athi enikuthethelelayo la ngoba kuthethelelwa ne.
In Matthew 18, the Lord speaks about the process of forgiveness of sin and how if a person is sinning, then they are to be brought before the congregation, and what is forgiven here is forgiven in heaven. Now, it is no light or easy thing to take the Bible original language from Hebrew and Greek and that, and then to put it into today's language. Now, I do honor the translators for their work was great, but there is a small mistake in this translation, for it also says, and they've translated, that which you bind here is bound in heaven, that which you loose here is loosed in heaven. Now, the intent of the Greek is rather, that which you forgive here is forgiven in heaven, has been forgiven in heaven. It starts in heaven. It is related also to the veil which was rent in two. It was 3 inches thick. Now, sorry if I use the old imperial system. One thinks of that man after we changed from imperial to metric. He arrived at a garage and wanted petrol, and he couldn't say liters. He didn't understand it. So he wanted to know, how many kilometers will you be pouring in to my petrol tank? I grew up in the era of pounds and not rands, gallons and not liters. One should not misinterpret it. I heard of one preacher who went to a group of people living in immorality, prostitutes, drunkards, and he laid hands on them and said, I forgive all of you. Now you are forgiven. Now that's a fairy tale. They still continued in their sins, sitting on their sins. No sorrow. No regret. No sorrow for their sins. Because after that, they went straight back to the alcohol and drugs. That's just a circus.
kunjalo ngoba siyisihlekiso emabuthweni asesihoko.
And it is a hurtful thing.
Emadimonini.
If you find such a thing among Christians, because those in hell, the demons of hell, laugh at such a thing.
Kusho ukuthi uma ufuna ukuthethelelwa kufanele ukuthi uvume uyisole udabuke ngokudabuka kukaNkulunkulu uma wonile uyilungisa indaba njengokuba umzalwane wethu ethi sengiyile kwabanye kodwa ngisafisa ukuya kwabanye ngiyolungisa kubona.
Forgiveness of sin needs to start with that conviction, sorrow of sin, then confession, and also making right where you need to. Like this brother who gave his testimony earlier on, he said he went back to those against whom he had sinned and made right,
reconciled. Umfundi kaJesu kumele ukuthi axhumane nezulu abone okwenzekayo le bese akhulume lokho la.
What does it help if a disciple of Jesus proclaims forgiveness to a person and yet in heaven that person is not forgiven, and the other way around? That disciple must be in communication with heaven.
Angibuyeleke kulele ukuthi enibathethelele izono zabo bathethelelwe. Ake ngilinganise noDavid.
Let me compare that with David.
Wonke umhlaba jikelele ngisho abafundisi abonayo bebhukuta ezonweni bathi nisoleleni ngoba noDavid wona.
Now the whole world knows
about
David's sin, and even preachers who wallow in sin say, how can you criticize me? After all, David did the same thing. The problem is, they are able to dance in joy about the sin of David, but not about his forgiveness. True, that is it.
Once, akaphindanga waze wafa.
True that he sinned, but that sin he did once, he never committed it again till he died.
Kodwa abafundisi abashumayeli ngalokho, abantu abakhulumi ngalokho, abakhulumi ngokuphenduka kwakhe, ngokuyisola kwakhe, ngokuyilahla kwakhe. Kodwa ngokona kwakhe.
But preachers like to dwell on the point of David's sin. They don't mention his sorrow, his conviction, his agony about his sin and his forgiveness. And so they say, we can sin too because he too, David also
sinned.
When Jesus said this about forgiving sins to his disciples, he had given them his Holy Spirit.
The prophet, uNkulunkulu ngonile. UNathan what uNkulunkulu ukuthethelele. UNathan ubexhumene nezulu. Wabona ukuthi ukudabuka nokuyisola kukaDavid kufinyelele ezulwini kwamthinta uNkulunkulu waze wamthethelela. Wayesekhuluma ke egameni lenkosi ethi, Nkosi, uNkulunkulu ukuthethelele.
The prophet Nathan was able to proclaim God's forgiveness to David because when heaven saw his conviction, his sorrow, his repentance. In heaven he was forgiven, and so Nathan could proclaim the same. I said he sinned once and never again.
Bathi kodwa siyoyifudumeza kanjani bambesa ngengubo hayi ubengenwa makhaza esifo.
Now there is no verse saying that he sinned with women again, but when he was very old and with his sickness he grew very cold, they didn't know what to do to try and help him, to warm him up, because today we have instruments to do that, then they didn't.
Abaluleki bakhe bathasikhethe kwaIsrayeli intombi enobuhle kunezintombi zonke simfake kuye embedeni phansi kwengubo ukuba imfudumeze.
His counselors then advised that they should find a girl who was more beautiful than any other in the whole of Israel to lie upon him to warm him up.
Hay kuthwa lapho sebeyitholile bayifake kuye embedeni kodwa uDavid iqhawe lamaqhawe akayithintanga leyo ntombi bafana zinsizwa. Uma kungathathwa intombi enobuhle kunazo zonke intombi ifakwe kuwe phansi kwengubo ngeke uyithinte na kodwa uDavid ubelashiwe kuleso sifo ngenkosi yakhe yamthethelela yamkhulula akamthintanga waze wafa.
When she was laid,
Simanga somuntu, indoda yamadoda, yayikholwe ngempela, yayingafarisi, ngoba omunye noma ehamba lut, kodwa uma isifebe singafakwe embedeni, akahluleka.
When she was laid upon him, the Bible says he never touched her, he never sinned with her. It shows that David was truly forgiven. He was healed of his
sin. Ubuntombi ngoba lokho bekuyigugu kwaZulu kodwa lelo gugu elihle selalahlwa kwabaningi.
How would you react, you young men? And neither was she an immoral girl, a virgin she was. Now, just as in history the Zulu nation has always prized virginity, and His Royal Highness is seeking to bring back that tradition of virginity.
Abafundi baka Jesu bebe namandla beqotshelwe lokhu kuthethelela nokungathetheleli. Kuthwa uSimoni obeyisanusi lapho ebona oPaul abantu abazalwane bawuthola umoya ongcwele wakhipha imali. Wayinika wafuna ukuyinika uPaulo wathi ngipheni nami noma uPetro ngipheni nami lawo mandla nayimali ngizonika yona. Umpostoli wathi mawubhujiswe nemali yakho ngoba uthi isipho sikaNkulunkulu singathengwa ngemali. Gatabugisake nabanye uma bekhulekela abantu ba basuke bafuka funa imali noma bengcwaba abantu ay anginphoqi njalo mhlawumbe nikwenza ningazi bathi sifuna imali omunye kwathiwa uyashumayela wathi ngizoshumayela ngoba ninika 4,000 rand ngentshumayelo eyodwa.
Jesus empowered his disciples. He authorized them regarding the forgiveness of sins. And we see that played out when Simon the magician, who seemed to be converted with the others, when Peter was there, Simon offered money. He was known as the magician. He offered money to get this power to lay hands, and then people received the Spirit.
Uma ngingalisho cisho nonke ningalazi ngendaba. Manje ngase ngicela njengokuba sabanenkonzo yabafundisi. Ngamema ukuthi afike la. Ukwelinye izwe elikude. Wathi alright ngingeza. Uma umkhokheli ithikithi lokundiza. Futhi ngokukhuluma ngifunda 150,000 rand. Anginqoxele inganekwane. Khuluma phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu. La pulpiti. Wathi uma ngakunika 150,000 rand. Ngingeza. Wathi xolo anginayo leyo mali.
Peter the Apostle said to Simon, Magi, go to hell with your money. He had that authority from the Lord Jesus. Now there are those who will pray for others and they want money for it. Or they preach and they demand money. There's one, I won't mention his name for us. He is perhaps known to all of you. We invited him to preach. We recently had a minister's conference. He wanted not just the air ticket, but 150,000 to give a message. And I had to say we don't have that money. Now let me get to the last point. Now I make it short because it is said that if you're behind a saw, nothing much enters your brain. Your behind. Now let's go to the last point. Thomas.
Thomas, uma isefika. Bathi Thomas, sibonile inkosi, ivukile.
When Thomas arrived, they excitedly said, Thomas, we've seen our Lord, he has arisen.
What I am called by look.
He has risen. He said, I don't believe it.
Kukuluma bonk.
They all said so.
I am called by look.
He said, no, I don't believe you.
Kukonindao lapho kushiwo ngesiGiriki eTestamentini Elisha kuthwa silly woman.
There's one place.
Thomas waba njenge silly woman.
In the New Testament.
Where
it refers to silly women. And now in this case, Thomas had become a silly woman. He refused to believe.
But he said,
they said, we have seen the Lord.
But he never gave and called a loyal on to. Umanginga was fagumunwe.
Thomas said, never, I will not believe unless I can put my fingers into
the...
Into his wounds. 8 days later. Thomas now was among them when Jesus suddenly appeared among them. Jesus held no grudge. Even on the cross, while he was being crucified, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Thomas was later umunwe wakhe ufake la ohlangothini. Wazi leti isandla sakho la ezandleni kuyimpama yesandla. Beka na la ohlangothini isandla sakho.
Jesus said, Thomas, come, bring your fingers into the nail wounds on my hands. Put your hand into my side.
UThomas waphelelwa amandla wawaphansi ngamadolo akhuleke wathi Nkosi yami Nkulunkulu wami.
Thomas lost all strength. He fell down on his knees and said, My Lord and my God.
UJesu wathi, Thomas, usuyakholwa ngoba usubonile. Kodwa ubusisiwe okholwayo engabonanga.
Jesus said, Thomas, you believe now that you've seen. Blessed, though, are those who believe without having seen. We want to see, we want evidence.
But Jesus,
though, said, blessed is the one who believes without the evidence or without having seen.
Abanye bathi ngizokholwa uJesu uma kwehlingelo zezulwini. Ngiyokholwa uJesu uma ngibona ukuthi nokuthi. Hayi unesifo sesihogo. Ufuna ukubona, ufuna ukuzwa. UJesu uthubusisiwe olalelizwi noma engabonanga.
Some claim that they will never believe in Jesus unless an angel comes down from heaven personally to reveal this truth. No, that is a disease from hell. Believe this word and be saved. You are troubled by the demand for evidence. You want to see. The Lord Jesus has spoken. Here is the Bible. Believe this word. You are blessed if you believe, having received His word. I would be glad if these points, and I'm just touching the hem of the garment, if these points, some of them would be a help to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Astandaz.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga konke sikubonile sekuzwile Nkosi ngobufakazi ngenkulumo.
Thank you, Lord, for all that we could experience and hear together, the testimony and the message of His Majesty. Saying that we are sent, we are commissioned, as you have said, Lord, that as the Father sent you, so send I you. Lord, I don't know whether we hear this and understand it.
Qopha izwi lakho ezinhlizweni zethu njengokuba kuqoshwe etsheni lethuna noma liduma noma lina noma liphetheka akusuleki akucimeki akucisheki kunamathele khona kwangathi kungagxila ezinhlizweni zethu kunamathele emini nasebusuku kuze kuphume umphefumulo emzimbeni.
Lord, wouldn't you etch this word into our hearts like a tombstone where it's inscribed and what's written in stone, even if it thunders or lightning, nothing will remove it. Lord, grant that your word would never be removed from us till our last breath.
Amen.
Amen.